Ashley Papa.
Betrayal by a loved one is one of the most painful experiences. If you're thinking of letting someone who betrayed you back into your life, counselor David Essel says first you must forgive.
If you don't do this, you're going to mistrust them. You're going to look for problems when maybe there aren't any. And the other big problem you run into is that if this relationship doesn't work out and you want to move on and you haven't forgiven them, you're going to put the next person you date on the cross.
Step two is to own your role in the dysfunction of the relationship. The third step is to have the betrayer write you an apology letter.
So in other words, if someone says, I'm just so sorry that I cheated on you, I'm so sorry I stole money from you, that's not enough. I want them to write down the specific things they did, who they did them with, and why. See, that means they're sincere about coming back in and earning back your trust.
Fourth, Essel says if they stole something, they must pay you back. If they don't do step three or four, let them go. With Fox on Love, I'm Ashley Papa.